Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You have reached America Health Crisis. This is Paulette Young speaking, your host for tonight. We have two guests, Selena Lindsay and Dr. Fadumah Adol. Our topic tonight is we're going to talk about cervical cancer and then try to understand why after age 65 they no longer test you, especially if you've had no signs of cancer. The American Cancer Society has stated there will be 13,240 new cases of cervical cancer diagnosed in the United States this year. Approximately 4,170 women will die of cervical cancer. The rate of cancer of the cervix has decreased because of the pap smear, and we'll talk a little bit about that. Early diagnosis is very important. Why are pap smear not given after age 65? What are the signs of, I thought we should throw in here, ovarian cancer? So that's going to be our topics tonight. If you'd like to call in, and if you want to talk also, dial 858-769-4936, press 1. Again, 858-769-4936. Okay, ladies, I can see your numbers. You're on the line, and tell the audience a little bit about yourself, and I want to let you ladies know also if we've reached places like Haiti, at least 7 places in Africa, Honduras. So this broadcast has been picked up in quite a few more places where people are hearing the broadcast for the first time. Okay, go ahead. Selena? Go ahead.
Selena, go ahead. The leader.
Okay, Selena, give us a minute about yourself.
Okay, good evening. My name is Selena Lindsay, and I'm a retired CPA. I also run several businesses as an entrepreneur. And in addition to that, what I do in the community is I sit on about 20 to 30 different boards. Some of what I do in the community is to bring forth information to those that are indigent and try to help them in some way to better their lives. Some of that information I'll give to you at the end of the show. So please stay tuned.
Okay, great. And Selena Lindsay will give you in detail some of the places that can help you in various areas where she is either over the nonprofit or she directs it. Okay, go ahead, Dr. Fadumah Adol.
Hello, everyone. My name is Dr. Fadumah Adol. I'm a foreign medical graduate. And I'm also here a community supporter, and I'm here to learn some more and give some my personal opinion. Yeah.
Okay, so they're telling us a lot. Some people are aware of the pap smear, but a lot of times people don't get checked. You wait too late, and they will try and save you, but they may can't. Because the pap smear test, it doesn't screen for everything. So it doesn't screen for like ovarian or uterine, vaginal or vulvar cancer. But it does screen for cancer of the cervix. And it can, so what it does, it looks for changes in the cervix and precancerous cells. So it is recommended for ages 21 through 65. A doctor or nurse practitioner will collect a few cells from the cervix and area around the cervix, and they will test that to make sure it's not cancerous. And if it is, if it's precancerous, they can do something about it. Or if it's cancer, they can do something about it. Okay, ladies, you're on the floor. What do you
want to
say about what's going on?
Well, Selena, I think I'm going to let Dr. Adula have the medical part, but some of what I'd like to talk about is statistics. Some of the statistics are that basically women that are beneath 40 years old are that, or rather some of the statistics in the United States in reference to those that have cervical cancer. Last year we had 12,578 that had cervical cancer. Of the 12,578, now watch this, 25% died, 4,115.
And I say the numbers are too high. How many died?
4,115.
Yeah, that's
below
8. 40?
Oh my God! What year was this? I
didn't
even know.
This was 2017.
2017.
Just
recently.
Right
now.
One of the biggest things, and this is from CDC, and you can go to CDC for those of you that are listening at HTTP. Put your two dots and / www.cdc. And you'll find that information. You just type in cervical cancer. One of the other most important.
I'm shocked. Okay. 4,115 deaths below the age 40?
Yes.
Oh,
and one of the most important things that they know.
Yeah, you know, like what it can be like that, because this is this is a cervical, particular and cervical cancer is caused by human papilloma virus, right? And then that means like the age you're saying, like people, like young people, they neglect themselves, you know, like And I believe they get early age. They start and being sexually active early age. That's what I believe. That's my opinion. Because, you know, like this cancer, it takes to develop in a full-blowing, or metastasizing or anything. It takes at least 20 years. It's a very slow-growing cancer. That's why they want to screen, every year to young women from 25 to 65. But some people, when they neglect themselves or they don't like the speculum that the OBGI or primary care they put there, maybe it's a little bit painful. And some people, you know, like they don't even just believe this. And they were having for a long time. And then, you know, like already when they find out it's metastasized somewhere else, you know, that's why the death, you know, And they die for this, you know. Otherwise, you know, if people keep checking every year or every 3 years, especially if they are monogamous relationship, there is no big problem. But if and different partner and sexual partner, those are in very high risk, you know, and those are, they neglect themselves to don't check this pap smear. So that's what I think is coming from this.
If they have a spouse that's not trustworthy and he's sleeping around with different women, then he may be the carrier of the HPV virus. Am I correct?
Yeah.
And then when the woman gets it, then if it goes undetected.
Yeah,
especially
those the one who are risk is the one start a sexually active in early age and they have a multiple partner. Those people are big time risks, and those people who do that, they also don't care even to do the screening. You know, that's what I believe.
Wow.
Well, also to answer the question as to why these women don't go and get pap smears and don't do things after the age 65. One of the reasons is because one of the mistakes that doctors say, they say that if you have no fibroid and you have not had a total, and you've had a total hysterectomy, that they feel that is not necessary. But they contradict themselves from the CDC, because they say that one of the things that have eradicated and brought the numbers down is the fact that they get a pap smear, that they get a CT scan, pelvic exam, lab tests, that these things have brought the numbers down. So that's total contradictory to what a bunch of the physicians are saying.
But
I think another thing that I think another thing that maybe Dr. Odoma can bring forth is information. If there are a lot of women that are listening to this, I'd be willing to bet them a dollar. Half of them, they don't even know what the cervix is or where it is at. And so we'll let Dr. Odoma tell you what we're talking about, because people pretend to be knowledgeable about something that they have no idea what in the devil we're even talking about.
Yeah, anatomically, what we can say the cervix is where it starts in the uterus. We can call even the mouth of the uterus. That's where the entrance, when you are having menstruation, that's where the blood is coming. And when you have an intercourse, that one pass through the sperm in that way. That's it's just like the cervix look like a mouth, it's like a rounded area, elongated, and it attaches like the first part of the uterus that exposes to the outside in the vagina. That's what is the cervix. And then that's why, for example, there are so many cancers that you can detect early, like mammogram, colon cancer, and the Bob smear, like in the cervical cancer, is also one of them that you can prevent earlier, because when you do the Pap test, you're going to see the change of the cells, like precancerous cell you can detect there. So that's why it's good to do, before it gets out, before it affects to your uterus or ovarian, or before it spreads, then you just can take out, and usually this cancer is caused, this virus called human papilloma virus, if it's sexually transmitted disease, and people who have a monogamous relationship, most likely they don't have, but in the statistic, people who never have even intercourse, they who are nannies, they found it. It's not impossible, just you having a monogamous relationship that doesn't affect you, because people who never had even intercourse, they found it. It's not many cases, but few cases of them, they found it, because this is a slow growing and cancer, and it's caused by that human papilloma virus. Okay. That's why they advise young.
A question. If what you said is the case, then because normally that HPV is passed from the male, so if a person never had sex, how are they ending up with that HPV virus?
Maybe for other, I don't know, but they said they're going to find people who never even had an intercourse. I don't know how they get it, but statistically they find a few cases like a woman who never had an intercourse. The other thing now they say after 65 is not necessary, because all these years this woman, she was okay, and they have only monogamous relationship, and they have the trustworthy husband, and then they might not have it. And beside that, 65, and this cancer grows for 20 years. After 65, if you add, you are already 85 years old, so in any way, there will be so many other problems, may God forbidden, before even that happens. So that's what my opinion is. I don't know you understand.
We're talking about preventive medicine. So if we're going to prevent something, it seems that we would also continue the testing, not based on that they're in a mono relationship or they've never had cervical cancer, but based on you don't want to be surprised by it either, because the more prevention that we do, the better off we are. There's still a percentage of women, 15, according to Center of Disease Control, 15% after age 65 come down with cervical cancer. And so that group of people should count for something. I don't care if you've won, you know. Why not? It's not an expensive exam. All of your insurance cover it. But then if you want to, the person is 65. And then the other thing I don't like is after 65, they don't report anything. So how many after age 65? Well, they do know it's 15%. That's a lot. 15% is not a small number.
No, it's not a number, but you
wouldn't
know
want to
what
be one
happen.
And then come down with it, and then it went undetected because they're no longer going to give the test to the person that's 65 and older. I think it should be a
usually what can happen is like this, like a woman age 65, maybe they lost
their it's just as unconscionable to... one of the other things that they do is they state that cervical cancer is rare in women that are under 20. But to me, it's just as unconscionable if you are not getting your regular checks up, your regular pap smears, and your regular pelvic exam.
It's rare. It's not like they don't have. Can I say something here? Under 20 is rare because, you know, like the virus itself, to change into a cancer, it takes at least 20 years. And then what time they start these people to having intercourse and encountering this virus, you know, like it still is too premature, you know, like to say it takes 20 years to develop, to make change.
The virus,
the cervical cells,
That HPV virus, is that the only way a person comes down with cervical cancer?
It can be any other reason, yeah. Not only human papilloma virus, but cancer, it can happen to anywhere without that virus, yeah. It's not only, but this one, they can prevent, you know, like they can screen
fine.
At least. If they screen the cell and they can see if the cells are changing. But people can get cervical cancer in a different way, yeah. Not only human papilloma virus. As I told you, you know, like and woman who never had intercourse, like nannies, you know, like who are religious, who never did it, and they had a cervical cancer. That doesn't mean that it's caused from human papilloma virus, but some other case, people get cancer into their esophagus, people get cancer into their anus. They can get cancer everywhere, yeah.
Right.
But this one is the most causing one. That's why, and it can prevent it. You know, like a early detection. That's why they doing. You know, like and usually it's a sexually transmitted disease. That's why, you know, like it's mostly it's caused from human papilloma virus. But you can get a cervical cancer for so many other reasons.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They focus on that one because they know that you can prevent it. Am I correct? I mean, you know, you can stop the
virus. You can. You know, like, just checking is good all the time. For example, ovarian cancer is so insidious. It's very hard. We don't have any way to check. Usually they don't find until it's spread everywhere unless, like, you know, like even physical exam when it is so small, nobody can even, you know, like notice that. You know, like most likely... It's like and it's first fatal, you know, like ovarian cancer.
That's one of their diagnoses. Also, too, one of the things that I found out was that for women that have had like a total hysterectomy and they still want to have kids, they have a relatively new procedure, which is what they do is they freeze the tissue for later use.
Mm-hmm. It could be in the endometrium,
Is it like using cell?
And that they actually have a network of fertility centers that's what they have, it's frozen tissue.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do they do with the frozen tissue?
The frozen
tissue
is there
a part of the uterus is just that, it's tissues, whereas the egg can go to be fertilized, and so they put it back.
The endometrium. The most inner layer of the uterus, the endometrium, where it's like a implantation of the ovocyte and sperm occurs, You're going to save that piece for them,
Wow.
Yeah, but I would definitely say it's a procedure for the rich because you don't have to worry about the poor folks.
Yeah.
they won't be hatching anything.
Yeah.
And something else I find that was amazing is some of the various different treatments that they have for ovarian cancer, which number one, chemotherapy, target therapy.
Mm-hmm. It's very sensitive to chemotherapy, yeah.
Yes, and of course,
if you find the body spread, this, Mm-hmm.
And then we have radiation therapy. And so there are a number of different options for those of you that are listening. If you happen to be one of the people, there are a number of different options, and you have to explore those options with your physician. Some of the other things that I sort of piecemealed into were some of the drugs, which I don't like any of them. all of them are a piece of work. But if you've got that situation, then you've got to deal with it. They have some very interesting things. One of the ones which I found was really more interesting is what they call carboplatin. It's just a drug that makes basically radiation therapy more effective. So they have some really interesting things, as they say, that they could use on women. Again, statistically speaking, one of the other statistics on women that were above 65, how many of those actually came down with, in reference to original 12,000 that actually came down with ovarian cancer. Now, that number, too, was significantly high because they had over 3,000.
Yeah, I could see that happening easily. And sometimes women don't even know the signs of some of the signs, and it could be a sign for anything, of an ovarian cancer is bloating, or you're feeling like you're full, pelvic pain, frequent need to urinate, some of the signs and symptoms, but that can represent other things too. So you should see a doctor. If you all of a sudden have, you're through at menopause and all of a sudden you start bleeding.
When I came, everything, I didn't bring anything except the TV and your breakfast, that's all.
So let me again, because there may be other people not knowing how to call in. You're on American Health Crisis when you call in, and it's 858-769-4936. Press 1 if you want to ask a question or talk, or you can just listen either way. And feel free to go ahead and speak up while we're all talking. Just pretend you're in a living room and we're all just sharing and information and asking questions at the same time. Okay, again, you would call 858-769-4936, press 1, and you're on the air globally. We're reaching countries like parts of South America, Honduras, Africa, at least 6 or 7 countries there. We're also reaching Russia, Germany, all the different states in the United States. So when you speak, you're speaking to a wide audience at that time. I'm your host, Paulette Young, and you've been listening to Dr. Faduma Adol along with Selena Lindsay, who both ladies show us a vast amount of information. Okay, I'm not sure which one I want to go ahead and speak. Go ahead.
One of the other interesting things, again, is there have been a number of different people that make claims that some of the herbs that are on the market actually work for cervical cancer. But all of that is, again, speculation. I talked to a number of different people, and they were pro certain types of herbs and teas and things like that, but I'm pro medicine. when you go that far, then you don't have time to play with it.
No, you don't have.
That's ludicrous. Mm. It's time to bag it up and get rid of it. And I think that's part of the problem, too, with the attitude, because as we know, this world is run by men. And so I think that attitude that it doesn't need looking at when it's 65 years old is a part of that attitude.
That's part
and,
of the
and
old
that's ridiculous. Yeah, it's old school.
You got
yeah,
one
and that's
put in the grave and one put on the ground. I can't believe it that the cutoff is 65. Like, wow.
That's it.
They need to change that.
They act like you don't need it.
Yes, I say you do. It's called prevention.
Yeah, that's really whack.
Yeah.
Really, really crazy.
It's like there's things that, you know, all of us together are going to have to be, consider doing because 65-year-olds are living a long time. Maybe there was a time they were all dropping dead, but they're not at this point. They're not all dying. There's too many still alive and will be alive till they're 100. So the reporting system, in my opinion, needs to change. And then, like here in California, when we did the information on the flu, only to learn here in California that the cutoff to even say anybody died of that flu was 65. Anybody below 65, those numbers are reported. Over 65, we here, not in California, you don't know how many have passed or even came down to flu. Those numbers aren't included. So it gives us a false sense of what's happening. And the same thing I'm finding with this cervical cancer. If the reporting system is, you don't have to, listen to it at all, then that's not good.
Well, I think it's the same reporting system that they use with the homeless, the same reporting system that they use with, I think we were talking the other day in terms of HIV, where these numbers are just totally incorrect and it's back with a bunch of foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
This is really what I call speculation.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, we're dealing with real numbers that say people are dying.
Right.
And when you look at this craziness, this is not speculation. When you see that you have a whole number of 12,000 and then you have practically one-third of them that die.
Mm-hmm.
That's way past speculation.
Yeah, that is. Unfortunate.
Yeah, that's called what are we doing? to say we live in a society that we have modern-day medicine and we have numbers like that, that's ridiculous. And part of the ridiculousness is basically for one thing. It's from lack of diagnosis and mainly, again, some of the key stuff that brought the numbers down was a pap smear and a pelvic exam. And so that's the thing that women should, keep it hard and keep doing and be sure you're kept up to date and go get yourself checked out. Because if you don't get checked out, you will be checking out. And also, too, one of the things I was going to ask Dr. Oduma, what is targeted therapy?
Targeted therapy for cervical cancer, you mean?
Yeah,
usually most of the depends of the stage, and they do different things if it's not invaded, then they do the hysterectomy, and then they might need it and they check the lymphonoid and if is there anything positive and they do radiotherapy.
And how many stages of cervical cancer?
If it's just initial, Mm-hmm. Huh? Go ahead.
How many stages do we have with cervical cancer? I thought about six, something like that.
I think it's four. Four is already is metastasized everywhere. Yeah, stage one is easier. Maybe it's a limited area, and they can do like a curettage. You know, like they take that piece away and they do radiation. But if it's like a spread, and then they don't have a choice. You have to take out all the uterus. Yeah, but depends the woman's age. You know, like if it's their childbearing age, and if it's not invaded, and then they leave it, you know, but they check every 3 months if it's like developing again, you know. Yeah.
So the main thing is people need to be tested, especially if you're below age 65. And especially if, say you are below 65, and you tested, you're not tested, and you wait, and it's too late, you're fighting for life. Because that pap smear can come up if it's cancerous, or if the cells are cancered already. Normally has a set versus the later stages. Because once it spreads, it affects all the different organs. Nothing was done from the beginning. So testing, then that's more dangerous. And has it. They may not even know they have it. Am I correct?
Say it again.
They never went to have the pap smear test. And say it just got started. They may not even know. They may still feel normal for a while. Not forever, but in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And that's unfortunate. Tell women to do the self-examination for the mammogram to touch their own breath. There's no lung. It doesn't clear you and still have breast cancer. That's why they do the mammogram. So it's all about these things can be prevented. I learned a lot about this virus because I did not know that I didn't realize how bad it was being responsible for the cervical cancer. Because for a while there, they wanted to take that shot for the human papillomavirus for up to age, I think it was either 26, 27. After that, they said no. But now, after, I guess, 28, 29, 30, now, no, even before then, from 21 on, they test you for that virus. Up to, I didn't realize that it went past a certain age. Because in the beginning, it didn't, when it first was talked about. I guess they've learned a lot more about that HPV. But I'm still against not testing people 65 and older. That makes no common sense to me if we're talking about prevention. It's not fair. Not when there's 15% that still come down with cancer. I think they should make it maybe optional. If the person wants to test, they're given it. But to get rid of it after a certain age, when you still got that 15%, or even the young girls that are below age 20, even though it's rare for them to get cervical cancer. Rare doesn't mean zero. And for that reason, the test should be done. And
yeah.
I think
after
normally...
After the talk, can I talk to Salina?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I have to tell her, yeah, after we finish this one, yeah. I want to talk to her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So,
you will connect me here after you've done this, yeah.
Oh, okay. Selena can give her number.
Yeah, okay, that's better.
Yeah.
Okay,
okay.
What are we doing?
I'll text.
I want to tell you something that I don't feel to tell
okay,
her.
Yeah,
on that.
Yeah, what I'll do is
okay.
I'll text the number to her, Selena, after the
okay.
program.
Okay.
If anyone else that's come on and you want to speak, just call 858-769-4936, press 1, and you're on the air. You can ask myself, the Fadumo Adult, or Selena questions, or if you want to make a remark, that's fine. Okay, ladies.
Have a wonderful night.
He has more information about the other nonprofits. I'm going to mention also, I want to recognize her. Her name is Pam Archibald. She was a part of Sowing Seeds for Life. Selena would call them the Three Musketeers. It would be Vicki Brown, Pamela, or Pam Archibald, and Selena Lindsay. They help make Sowing Seeds for Life the second largest food bank in L.A. County what it is today. There are 10,000 strong a month of people that they serve. And we offer our condolences to Pam's family, also to Vicki and Selena that were very, very close to her. She's a very special lady. She did a lot. She worked hard. She believed in the food bank. And that's why it is where it is today. That's the way on January the 4th. So, American Health Crisis, call it young, and the rest of us like to offer our condolences. Okay, Selena.
Yes, ma'am.
You want to go ahead with some of the other things that you're involved in?
Yes, okay. The first one on my list is called One Love. One Love is basically what they're doing is they're doing films to educate young minds. They have a motto, and their motto is if they can save our children, we can change the world. And the primary thing that they do there is help kids with sexual abuse. That particular organization is run by Tuesday Connors. And Tuesday Connor can be reached at area code 818-714-4242. The next organization I'd like to talk about is called Positive Choices Youth Organization. That is run by Ms. Wanda Parker and is located at 500 Benton Avenue in Pomona, California. You can reach Wanda by calling area code 951-714-8944. Primarily what they do is they work with literacy. They work with latchkey kids and mothers need to learn how to cook and do various different things to take care of the kids. The next organization, which Paulette has already mentioned, would be Sowing Seeds for Life. Sowing Seeds for Life is located at 1350 Arrow Highway in La Vergne, California. On the first and the third Wednesday of every month, that is the time that we give away food. You are welcome to come there if you're within the Los Angeles County area. Any of the other areas, you can go to one of our satellite food banks. Just call our number, which would be area code. If you want more information, call and speak to Fran Robinson at area code 909-293-7735, extension 232, or call our main number, which is area code 909-357-7735. 7777. Any of the other numbers or fax numbers which you need, please go to the website, which is the same. It's sowingseedsforlife.org. Also, too, the next organization we'd like to talk about would be called SHOCK. SHOCK is run by Jamie Mack, and it is located at 7130 Magnolia in Suite D. You can reach Jamie at area code 951-880-278. Primarily what they do there is help people if you have situations that you need legal help, or you need help with your mortgage, or you're having some type of issue that you need somebody to look at. Jamie is excellent at that, in helping you get some help to be able to deal with your situation.
Mm-hmm.
The next organization I'd like to talk about is called One.org. One.org, they're dedicated to fight poverty and, you know, a connection with the world, and also to stop the spread of HIV. So just get on your internet and go to one.org. The next organization is put together by a young lady which we see in the news all the time, a nice Indian girl named Malaya. And Malaya created YourLifeYourVoice.org. And it's a very interesting organization which helps young women with education. And we have one more that we want to talk about is called Camp Corral. Camp Corral is a free summer camp for military children with priority giving to wounded and disabled or fallen military families. Please go to www.campcorral.org, or you can call their phone number, which is 1-855-605-1267. Whenever I give out this information, I also have a closing comment, and my closing comment today is we are pro-poor, interacting with the poor in a way that provides choice and dignity. I have a belief, and that belief is in fishing rods rather than fish. I also stress implementing sustainable and environmental practices. My belief is changing behaviors that contribute to poverty.
Okay.
I am Selena A. Lindsay, and if you're within the sound of my voice, I thank you for listening to the show tonight. Good night.
Okay, we'll be back on the air next Monday with another hot topic. If you want to call in, this is America Health Crisis. You would call in 858-769-4936 and press 1, and then you'll be on the air. Okay. Looking to hear or for you to listen for next week. Thank you. Bye-bye.